Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, November the 29th, 2007. The Israeli army kills six Palestinians in Gaza while Palestinian teachers go on strike in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. In the early hours of Thursday morning, Palestinian medical sources declared that two Israeli airstrikes killed four Palestinians near Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Another two were killed when the Israeli military ambushed resistance fighters in Al-Qarara town south of Khan Yunis. The death of the four men makes a total of six killed in less than 24 hours in Khan Yunis. On Wednesday, Israeli naval forces killed two Palestinian police officers and injured five others in Khan Yunis when an Israeli naval ship stationed off the coast opened fire at Khan Yunis beach. On Wednesday, the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the arm wing of Fatah, the Al-Quds Brigades, the arm wing of the Islamic Jihad, and the Abu Ali Mustafa Brigades, the arm wing of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, claimed joint responsibility for opening fire at Israeli soldiers stationed in the industrial area of the Eretz crossing. The Israeli army kidnapped two Palestinian civilians during a pre-dawn invasion on the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Thursday. Among those kidnapped was Khaled Saada, 48, a member of the local municipal council of Bethlehem City. Witnesses reported that troops surrounded his home, located on the southern side of the city, conducted a search and then took him away. He is reportedly being held at an undisclosed detention centre. Palestinian sources reported that Palestinian teachers in the city of Tulkarum, located in the northern part of the West Bank, staged a warning work strike for half a day on Thursday. Jamal Yaqub, the secretary of the teachers' union in the city, stated that the teachers did not teach after 10 a.m. Students left the schools while teachers stayed in their workplaces. Yaqub added that these strikes took place after the Palestinian government did not pay the overdue and vital increases to the teachers. Yaqub also told reporters that the teachers' union will meet next week to decide their future steps. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. imemc.org, brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Bonoura.